The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam. This is very controversial, this stuff. The world's most expensive railway. This has been a subject of fairly heated debate, hasn't it, Adam? Good morning to you.
Oh, boy. It has, absolutely, for several years, and probably will still be for some time, even though today Boris Johnson said it would go ahead. And we're not making a particularly bold claim with this most expensive rail line, and it's going to cost us, we think, about £100 billion. But more to the point, it'll be about £400 million a mile. So it's $780 million per mile of this railway, HS2 railway. It'll make it quickly. You know, it'll be much quicker to get from London to Birmingham and ultimately to Manchester and Leeds. It's also going to take about 20 years for that to happen, minimum. But you know what? If it was China, we'd all be very impressed. And if it was America, we'd be talking about beautiful trains. But it's Britain, so we're carping about the price and the length and everything else.
You are so funny. Yeah, what about China building the 1,000-bed hospital in a week?
I know. In a week, for goodness sake.
I know.
20 years for a railway.
Okay, what's about this truck driver?
Yeah, this is quite something. It's sort of been held up as maybe a lesson to others. Let's hope the lesson isn't needed. But this lorry driver is expected to face a lengthy jail term. He's admitted it, causing death by dangerous driving. Essentially, this guy called James Majuri, he was in his truck and drove into the back of a school minibus, killed a teacher and a child on a motorway in Lancashire.
But the point is...
The point is, he was playing a medieval fantasy game on his mobile phone
at
the time. And in fact, during the hour on the road that he'd been on at that stage, Majuri had checked out Sky Sports on his phone, he'd updated his Facebook account, and he'd sent some text messages, all this whilst at the wheel.
Unbelievable.
And that's why they need to throw the book at him, because for goodness sake, what are people doing at the wheel doing that?
Absolutely. And just a quick one on the idiots.
Yeah, caught up in a winter storm. When Storm Kira turned from rain and wind into snow and wind, these four morons decided they would go up Ben Nevis, the highest mountain in Scotland. And so when the blizzard came, there they were, eventually rescued thanks to a mobile phone signal, but they had no ice axes, no crampons, no maps, basic clothing, and three of the four of them were wearing trainers. You can imagine the rescue teams were incandescent. And in minus 20, they probably only had a few more minutes left as
well. Many Brits would be saying, leave them there, I can tell you. All right, Adam, well done. Adam Gilchrist in London.